Okay, Selena, I want to see if y'all caught this, folks. You're in San Angelo, Texas, in your home. A bad weather signal comes up, and your sister named Rainy runs into your bedroom.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to see if y'all
caught that. Her name really is Rainy, okay. Like a rainy day.
Did y'all get that, folks? I'm so okay. So Rainy's in your room when it's bad weather outside. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we got it now.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, really take it seriously. A lot of people don't. And, you know, because San Angelo's funny. It's like, eh, it's not going to happen. Or we're going to get hail, whatever. There's 90% chance of hail. And we don't get hail. You know, and then there's 10%, and then we get it. So it's just... Always take it seriously, I think.
And you know what? You're right. It's not going to happen to me. And I'm the same way. You think, oh, it'll go around us. You know, it never hits us. Blah, blah, blah. Until it does.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, you know, I'm glad you pointed out those two different things. It's kind of one. The watch, you'd think that's when somebody's actually seen it because they're watching. It's not. The watch is the baby one.
Right, right.
And the warning is the bad one.
Yeah, because you would think that the watch would say, okay, it's been seen, da-da. But it's the other way around.
Okay, that's actually good trivia to know right there.
Yeah, yeah.
And it is, but like you said, in floods, you don't think about floods in San Angelo.
Oh, no.
You know, and I know flood insurance, if you have to have it, is horrible. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have to have it, it's really not bad at all.
It's not bad at all. Actually, it's very cheap, especially if you don't live in a flood zone. I mean, it's very cheap to get flood insurance. Okay, the people in Wiley, they had all this water coming into their house and all the damage and everything. They don't have flood insurance.
Not covered.
The so-called water damage that you may have on your policy is not for these type of disasters. Okay, oh. So that's a lot. That's something else that people may confuse. Well, I got water coverage damage on my policy. No, that's different from flood. And so, I mean, your water damage coverage under your policies, that not all companies carry this. Sometimes you have to add that on as an additional coverage. But the water damage would be like if the ice maker on your refrigerator's been leaking. That's slow seepage. That's covered under water damage, okay? But anything that's rising water that's going to come into your home, now you're looking at flood coverage, not water damage. So there's a big difference in that.
And kind of in your category of weather, folks, if y'all have noticed in San Angelo, we're in a desert. We are in a desert, mm-hmm. Period. That's what it is. Sometimes we won't get rain for a long, long time. We hate that time, the drought time. And then we do, if you remember a couple of years ago, we got 8 inches of rain, some 10 inches of rain in 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and thank God for that rain. I mean, it was a blessing. It saved us. But it also does this. When you've got that dry ground right there that's been sitting there for 8 months with nothing,
mm-hmm.
And you have that much rain hit it, our houses aren't used to it. Even our gutters overflow. It doesn't.
Oh, yes.
We're not prepared. And that's when you're going to have the water deals that Selena's talking about.
Right. Okay. Look at the areas like College Hills. I mean, there's not enough drainage to, you know...
our drainage goes down the road. If you go to College Hills, went down College Hills last week,
mm-hmm.
You could see, if you weren't in a truck, you probably would have got stalled out.
Yeah. Or people, that area close to McDonald's on Southwest Boulevard, the city will come and mm-hmm. put barricades, do not cross.
Yes.
And you still see people driving around them.
And you're going,
okay?
Moron.
Okay. So now their car is floating down...
Red Arroyo.
Yeah. Okay. Really, they put up barricades there for a reason. Not to go around them, but to keep people away.
Yes. So, you know, use common sense, too. Okay, you did a great job on our stuff. If some people have some more questions, how they get a hold of you?
Oh, they can give me a call, 325-450-2339. If I'm busy, please leave me a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Okay, so one thing we got to finish up with today. As you know, Jeremy Bryant does our shows for us every week. He does a great job. And, you know, when you have a sports announcer that does your shows, you always have to throw a little sports in there.
Oh.
Plus, I'm a huge sports person. And I'm going to tell you a little quick story, then I'm going to ask you a question. But you know Claire. You met Claire.
Yes.
You know, she does her stuff. Well, we were talking about the different seasons. She goes, oh, this is football season, hon. She goes, oh, she'll watch it with me. I said, well, this is basketball season, you know, the Spurs. And she goes, what is it now? I said, well, this is... It's baseball season, hon. You know, the Rangers. And she said, okay. So we're going down to Knickerbocker in the stadium. They're having the track meet. She goes, oh, is it running season? I said, no, babe, it isn't running. But what I want you to do, and the winner of this, you can call Selena Nationwide, you can call Jeremy at the Cool 100, or you can call me at Scott Allison Real Estate. You pick, and the first person who gets it right gets a free cookie bouquet from Cookies by Design. Who is the first person picked by the Dallas Cowboys this year in the draft? Okay, if you get the question right, you can call any one of us. and tell us, and we'll put them together. And time matters when you call it in.
Just to make sure they know the annual draft.
Yeah, it doesn't happen yet. So the first, you have to pick it. Who's the first person it's going to be? So you pick. If you picked it after the draft, it really wouldn't be much of a contest.
Oh, yeah,
it?
Yeah. So
I'm going with Ohio State defensive line.
It's April 28th.
April 28th. Get it into us before April 28th. You can call Nationwide. You can call Scott Austin Real Estate, or you can call Foster Communications. Ask for any one of us three, and just say the name, and the winner will get a free cookie. Okay, how's that?
Well, that's awesome. Yeah.
Now, who are you going to pick?
I have no idea, Scott. I'm not a football person. Yeah. I really don't. I'm not a sports person.
So you know what running season is then, right?
Pretty much so.
Okay, folks. Call us if you need us. Hey, we always appreciate you listening in. Celine, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having
me. Jeremy, thanks for the job you do. Take care. We'll catch you next week.
All right. Thank you.